Time now for your keys to the kingdom on your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, 104.7 The Cave.
We are about a week and a half away from the NFL draft. Here's BJ Kissel with the Kansas City Chiefs for your mock draft roundup number four.
Hey, we're less than 2 weeks away from the 2019 NFL Draft, and that means mock drafts are in full swing. The annual tradition of experts and fans blindly throwing darts at a board or a simulator only comes second in the fun meter to everyone else perusing those same mock drafts, only really hoping to see the same players that they want in them anyhow, and hating them if it's not their guy. I mean, this is tradition. So, with that said, here are two new points of view on what the Chiefs could do with their first three picks at number 29, 61, and 63, courtesy of The Athletic's Dane Brugler and Bleacher Report's Matt Miller. Brugler has the Chiefs going with Temple's Rock Ya-Sin with their first pick, and there's plenty to like about Ya-Sin's game and makeup. Physically, he looks the part and brings a physical presence to the field. Off the field, he was named a captain at Temple after just being with the team for 1 year after transferring over from Presbyterian, where he played for 3 years. He's a safe pick with plenty of upside. In the second round, Brugler has the Chiefs going with UMass receiver Andy Isabella and Louisiana Tech edge rusher Jalen Ferguson. The 5'9" Isabella is a lightning-fast playmaker who led the FBS last year with 1,698 yards receiving with 13 touchdowns. He was a second-team All-American and had a great showing down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Isabella was also a high school state champion in the 100-meter dash back in Ohio, a trait that most certainly shows up when you watch him on tape. Ferguson, on the other hand, has been mocked to the Chiefs several times this offseason. The FBS's all-time leader in career sacks with 45 is an interesting player to watch on draft weekend because of the dichotomy between immense production on tape but poor athletic testing at his pro day. Moving along to Miller's draft, he has the Chiefs going with North Carolina State center Garrett Bradbury with the number 29 pick. Bradbury was a first-team All-American last year and the winner of the Remington Award, which goes to the nation's best center. He's the clear-cut number one overall player at his position, which saw the Chiefs lose former starter Mitch Morse in free agency. At number 61, Miller has the Chiefs going with Florida's Ja'Kai Polite. Another interesting player to follow in that his tape had him high on boards with a lot of buzz early in this process, but then reports of poor interviews and poor athletic testing at the combine and pro day have soured some on this ridiculously talented edge rusher, who on tape dominated much of last season, being named a second-team All-American after racking up 17.5 tackles for loss and 11 sacks. And finally, Miller has the Chiefs going cornerback with their third pick and Kentucky cornerback Lonnie Johnson. A former standout on new Chiefs linebackers coach Matt House's defense there, where House served as the defensive coordinator for the past two seasons before joining the Chiefs this offseason. Johnson absolutely looks the part at 6'2" and 210 pounds, but he has just 1 year of starting under his belt.
Those are your keys to the kingdom. Brought to you by my dentist on North Glenstone in Springfield, Dr. Mark Melson, the doc that rocks, and your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, 104.7 The Cave.